Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2. Oh, bless the Lord, my soul, with all thy power. Exalt the God who is thy strength and tower. Let all within me bless his holy name. Bless him who heareth all thy supplication and what follows. Psalter 444, the stanzas 1 and 2.
Scripture reading can be found in Genesis 43, beginning by verse 15 to the end. Genesis 43, beginning by verse 15. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and arose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, "Bring these men home, and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon." And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, "Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fell upon us, and take us for bound men and our asses." And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, "O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight. And we have brought it again in our hand, and other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sack." And he said, "Peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sack. I had your money." And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph came at noon. And they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, "Is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up their eyes, his eyes, and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother, of whom ye spake unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn in upon his brother, and he sought where he to weep. And he entered into his chamber, and wept there. And he washed his face, and went out, and refrained himself, and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians. And they set before him the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent message unto them from before him, But Benjamin's mass was five times so much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. So far scripture reading.
Let us try to acknowledge the Lord for all his blessings. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then we have sung together with the psalmist, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Then it is pleased thee in thy condescending mercy that thou hast granted unto us and our children another Thanksgiving day, a day that may be set apart in this country, that we may come up to thy courts and humbly bow before thee and try to acknowledge thee for all the blessings which thou so richly and undeservedly has bestowed upon us. Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how we have risen in this morning hour, and how we have come up to thy house. And may there have been souls with a true need, an impression of their poverty, a confession of their sins, also concerning their unthankfulness in the season past, and with prayer, that it may please thee by thy Spirit to grant a low place, a humble and a broken heart, under all thy mercies, under thy patient long-suffering. May there have come up souls with a need for that praying and thanking high priest at thy right hand, whom thou always hearest. Oh, to be their prophet, to be their priest, and to be their king, ah, Lord. May it not have to be a thanksgiving for us and our children without the Lord. Grant that low place by the first time, but also by renewal, is such a blessed and is such a sweet place with a desire that thou may be extolled to the highest, and that man may be abased to the lowest. Ah, may we be given to taste by the work of thy Spirit the good things of the Lord. Lord, grant it unto our little children. They are not too young. Well, thou grant it unto our young people. Grant it unto the middle-aged, and grant it unto the elderly ones in our midst. Lord, thou hast the right to demand it, because thou hast created our parents in thy image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. Our Adam and Eve were given to walk in that sweet communion with thee, given to wholeheartedly, perfectly, praise their creator and benefactor, but we have lost thy image, all our own fault. But thou still hast a divine right to demand that true thanksgiving, O Lord. Wilt thou then grant by thy Spirit what we cannot give unto ourselves? And then we may still live in a country where we may freely, unhindered, come up to thy house on such a day. In many other countries, it is not possible on account of persecution. We commend in a special way unto thee on this special day the mourning ones in our midst. Also in the past season, thou was sent an angel of death, ushered different ones, elderly ones, out of the congregation, but also middle-aged and younger ones out of the midst of the church community, out of our community. Well, thou uphold them. Were on such a day, then those empty places, they are felt, they are experienced, they are seen. Lord, remember our widowers, remember the widows, remember those that have brought children, grandchildren, and other dear ones to the cemetery. May we be given to be wonder, that we may still be in the precious day of grace, where thou art gathering thy church, because thy church may receive a small beginning of that true thanksgiving unto the living God, through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, in preparation of that eternal thanksgiving. And Lord, there it shall be perfect. There shall be no world. There shall be no flesh. And there shall be no devil. Then in the past season, then thou wast also sent tribulations. Thou wast sent storms, destruction, disappointments. It is all known unto thee. Wilt thou keep on this very day from rebellion rising up against thee, looking upon our neighbors who have received more, but wilt thou grant an impression what we deserve, O Lord? If thou would dealt according to our sins and trespasses, then we would not even have a place in thy house. Thou wast given so much more than we deserve. And to that end, may we be given to remember we are such forgetful creatures. That was the great sin of the children of Israel. Also, when they traveled through the wilderness, may we be given to behold all what thou so liberally hast given unto us and our children. And may there be in this day a little astonishment, a little amazement, and with a desire that thou may receive the thanksgiving. Lord, then the reasons for thanksgiving, there are so manifold, then the seed of thy word may still be sown. Our Christian school, in the midst of many fears in the past year, and then we may commence another year with teachers, with the administration, with the students, and then the word, thy word may be opened, and then that was given in the past week, and that another congregation may be instituted, the consistory installed, and then thou hast done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And then thou hast granted unto many young couples, that they were united in holy matrimony. And may thy holy word have a special place in their marriage. And may their love abound more and more. It is their first Thanksgiving day. May it be an unforgettable day. Work lovingly and irresistibly with thy spirit. Wilt thou remember all the family circles. May love abound more and more. A word is not abounding, Lord, in this day. May there be a bowing of the knees, reconciliation, a confession of guilt, beholding the good things that the Lord has left in their midst, be a wonder-doing God. And then thou was granted unto many parents that they were blessed with well-born little children, a little child still in the hospital, and thou was cared for her thus far. And then also those family circles have special reasons to give thee thanks. Thou was granted in the past season that the seed could be entrusted to the earth. Thou was granted that it may grow. Much has been harvested, although through storms, some has been destroyed, some is still on the field. Perhaps those in this morning that were discouraged when thou was sent showers from above. Wilt thou remember further in that respect that there may be food for man and beast. And thou was given work to the employer and to the employee. Thou hast provided our daily bread, the one more, the one less. To many in the congregation, thou hast given good health and strength. And then in this day, then we are called to examine how we have used thy gifts, whether we have been good stewards of thy gifts. There have also been different ones among young and old, where thy afflicting hand was upon them, brought to the hospital, different circumstances, but they were permitted to come home, reasons to acknowledge thee. An older widow a few weeks ago underwent surgery, and then in this very day, she may be permitted to sit in thy courts, a grand, a humble, and a broken heart. Lord, then hitherto, then thou wast kept in our country, that there may still be a certain peace, even though there is much false peace. But thou wast not allowed the enemy to enter, Thou wast still showered us as a country with many blessings, and notwithstanding our sins, that we have even become as a Sodom and a Gomorrah. Then thou wast still left many good things amongst us, that there may be a helping of one another, those that are distressed, those that are in need. Lord, may we be given as families to speak of thy mercies and of thy goodness. But thou was also written in thy holy word, unto whom much is given, much shall be required. And then on such a special day, then we are called to examine ourselves, where the seed of thy holy word, where it has fallen. And then thou was spoken unto us and our children in so many different ways by thy blessings, by death, by afflictions, by storms, whether by the work of thy spirit, whether it has bore a good fruit, O Lord. If we on this Thanksgiving Day are still unconverted, may it please thee in this very day that sinners may be stopped, that they may be turned, that they may be drawn, that they may be placed under the banner of King Jesus. And then it shall be a Thanksgiving Day that shall never be forgotten. May it be on this Thanksgiving Day that thy children, that they may be instructed, that they may be edified, that they may be comforted, and that they may be corrected. Lord, we commend unto thee in this day all the sick and afflicted, those that cannot come up to thy house. Remember our elderly ones, those in the care home, then in the past season, and then many others have been taken away by the cold hand of death. Thou yet makest a difference where there is no difference. Oh, may it please thee to save the elderly, those that are bound to their homes, but also those that may still come up to thy house. Lord, may it please thee to open thy precious testimony in this morning hour. Grant the leading of thy Holy Spirit. Grant the subjects, the thoughts, the words, also a voice to speak. Well, to grant many Aaron's and hers. May there have come in the doors of thy house empty vessels, needy ones. And then we read in thy word of a certain case when that widow was shut the doors and that the oil began to flow. Lord, may that take place in this very morning hour, but also those vessels that are so full of the world and of self-righteousness that they may be emptied, all wonder-doing God. Wilt thou then be a wonder-doing God in this morning hour? Then in such an hour, we cannot mention all our blessings. The solemnest of all has said that they could not be numbered, even a blessing of a home, of a church, of a school, as a hiding place against the wind. Lord, we must confess by renewal that we have nothing to plead upon. Then also this past season, our sins have been great, they have been manifold. May there have been times that they may have been confessed in sincerity and in honesty and uprightness and a need to be washed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. May then in this morning hour and in this day thy name be glorified, thy kingdom come. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 420, the stanzas 5 and 6. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes our lives to steep in bounties freely given. And while we sing Psalter 420, the stanzas 5 and 6, then on this Thanksgiving Day, there is one collection for the church. The Lord bless you and your gifts. a beloved congregation. The Lord has granted in the year of our Lord 2019 that we may have another Thanksgiving Day where we and our children may be privileged to come up to the house of the Lord, and even in an outward way, to acknowledge the Lord for the many blessings which He has showered upon us as a people so richly, so liberally, and so undeservedly, not forgetting that there are those amongst us where the Lord has taken beloved ones away in the season past and in the years gone by. The Lord has also spoken in the realm of nature with much destruction and with many difficulties. There are many with crosses, with burdens, with scars, in so many different ways. And nevertheless, the Lord has not dealt according as we deserve. Because if the Lord had done so, then we would no longer have a place upon the earth, but we would have been ushered into eternity. And now, congregation, young and old, how have we now come up in this morning hour? The Lord has a people upon the earth, that there are those times on these special days that they feel their poverty. Oh, they can see it lay. They have experienced what it is to receive that low place at His footstool. They learn more and more that that true thanksgiving, that it is a gift that comes from above. And what comes from above, that shall return unto Him. The Lord has a people in the further leadings, that on such a day as this, that they need that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, in His prophetical office, that they may be given to stand still and to be given to meditate concerning all the goodness of the Lord, and that for one that has sinned everything away. Oh, the Lord has a people upon the earth, then how necessary and precious Jesus Christ is in His priestly office as that praying and thanking high priest. And then on such a day they need Him as King. Oh, we wish to ask your attention with the Lord's help for our text words, which can be found in Genesis 43, the verses 21, 22, and 23. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of a sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, a peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father had given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. Our text words speak of Joseph's brother's confession concerning their sacks, with four thoughts. In the first place, guilty brothers. In the second place, astonished brothers. In the third place, restituting brothers. And in the fourth place, instructed brothers. Joseph's brother's confession concerning their sacks. Guilty brothers, astonished brothers, restituting brothers, and fourthly, instructed brothers. May we and our children be given to experience what those brothers have experienced, congregation. And then it would be a good and a special Thanksgiving day. In this chapter, and then the brothers have come to Egypt to buy corn for the second time. And this chapter begins, and the famine was sore in the land. What a terrible and what an awful thing that famine is. How many famines we read of the Bible, in the Bible. How many famines in the history of the world. Even in this very day, there are people dying because of starvation. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 has written, "And who maketh thee to differ?" Then in the former chapter, then we read that the sins of those brothers have found them out for many years. And they have played the hypocrite, we would say maybe good church people, but they have deceived their father concerning their brother Joseph. They have witnessed for 22 years that their father was so sorrowful, so grieved concerning his son Joseph. And concerning that riddle of the dreams of a son that had not been fulfilled. And then on the first journey, then we see a congregation that the Lord is not an idle onlooker, that he remembers our sin, and that even many a times that our punishment resembles the sin which we have committed. Because when Joseph in Genesis 37 has come to seek the welfare of his brothers, then those brothers said he has come to spy. And then when they have come to Egypt, how that must have touched their hearts. And then the ruler, the governor over Egypt has said, "Ye are spies." They have cast their brother into a pit. And now they were cast in the former chapter, 3 days in prison. And then they start to speak to one another that they have seen the anguish on the face of his brother. Oh, he has pleaded and says, "Brothers, do not cast me into the pit. Do not sell me to those Midianites." But they have turned a deaf ear. And now those brothers in the beginning and they have been convicted of what they have done. Oh, they have come to Egypt as true men, but now it is necessary that we learn our guilt, and that also on Thanksgiving Day, when we reflect on the season past, and not only the sins of commission, but also the sins of omission, and the sin of our ingratitude. And now those brothers in this chapter, and they were forced, the famine was sore, to by renewal come to Egypt. And they have received finally permission from their father. They have received the blessing of Father Jacob. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, and that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And now concerning that first point, congregation, how have we now come up in this morning? As good church people, still a blessing that we may be separated, that we with our families. Oh, I hope that there was a little desire to come up to God's house and to hear the word of the Lord, and that the Lord may be acknowledged for the great and many blessings which he has so liberally bestowed upon us. And that for who? And that for a sinful and for a guilty people. That is so necessary on Thanksgiving Day, that we may resemble in a little way that butler in Genesis 41, that he said, I remember my faults this day. And with our guilt, with our confession, that a need is born in our heart for that greater Joseph, of whom this Joseph is a type. In Genesis 41, verse 45, and then he has received that new name, Zaphnath Paaneah. In the Egyptian language, it means the Savior of the world. And in the Hebrew, the Revealer of Secrets. Have there come up souls in this morning, on this Thanksgiving morning, with their guilt and with their sins, and that we need that greater Zaphnath Paaneah. Our second thought, astonished brothers. Those brothers, they had a perplexity, and they had a difficulty. They were astonished. They had a riddle. They did not have an answer. Because on that first journey, you know, the history, boys and girls, when those brothers have received their sacks full of corn, provision, and then they have come to an inn, and then one of those brothers, and then they have opened their sack, and that sack was not only full of corn, but on the top, that money which they have brought to the governor of Egypt, and that was laying on the top of their sack. And then we hear that their heart was very troubled, and that they fainted, and that they have even said, what has the Lord, what has God done unto us? And they were very afraid, and they had no answer, and they had no solution. And to that end, when they have come the second time, and then they have brought double money, and when they were called to speak, it is true, was to a servant of Joseph, but he was representing Joseph. And then we read in this chapter, and said, "Oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the inn, that was a place which they had not forgotten. Have there also been those places, young and old, in the past season, that we have not forgotten, where the Lord has manifested His special providence in caring, providing, protecting, and guiding, that in our life, that we were given to see a special hand. And now for those brothers, we read of one brother that has opened a sack at the end, and we would think that all those other brothers, that they would have done the same, but that we do not read. But when those brothers have come to their father Jacob, and then they have finally opened all their sacks, and then they were given to see all that money restored. And then we would think Father Jacob, who has experienced a Bethel and a Peniel in his life, who has received that new name, led so far in the mysteries of salvation, that Jacob would be enabled to give special instruction to his sons. But for 22 years, then Jacob was walking with such a riddle and with such a shadow, and where it seemed he could not bow of those sons, when the one has opened that sack in the inn, then he has said, "What hath God done unto us?" Thus those guilty brothers, they have made mention of the Lord, but that we do not read of Father Jacob. Then he has said, "Me have ye bereaved of children. Simeon, Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me." But now in this chapter, then those brothers, they were given to confess what has transpired in their life. Then they were given to tell that servant of Jacob, of Joseph, that money was in their sacks, and they knew not who was placed it in those sacks. And now on this Thanksgiving Day, then we shall do well, that we may all be given personally, family, to be given to look in our sacks. And then I mean, boys and girls, to consider what the Lord has placed upon our pathway, but especially the blessings which He has granted us in special and remarkable ways. And not only blessings, but that restored money. Oh, for those brothers, they were astonished. And then it became that question, when they have returned to their homes that first time, what must they now do with that restored money? And now, young and old, when we consider our sacks, oh, surely, then there are many amongst us that have special reasons to come before the countenance of the Lord astonished, even ashamed for such a people that have transgressed all the commandments of the Lord. Oh, then on such a day, where must we begin? When we consider our sacks, that they have been filled with the bounties of the Lord, The psalmist in Psalm 40 verse 5 has declared that if he would speak of them, they could not be numbered. Then there have been many young couples in this past season that have been united in holy matrimony. Oh, may it please the Lord to grant a special Thanksgiving Day, the first Thanksgiving Day, when you may consider your sacks, that the Lord has given a place to live, that the Lord has given love to abound. Oh, I hope there are times that there have been, as in the life of those brothers, that those sacks were full with that returned money, much more than you deserve, and that as a young husband and wife, that it may not be a Thanksgiving Day without speaking of the goodness of the Lord. May the Lord grant humility above all. May the Lord grant the work of the Spirit as two guilty sinners to be given to cry unto the Lord. The Lord has blessed many fathers and mothers that their sacks, as I read in Psalm 127, with another little olive plant, a well-born child, then do you not resemble those brothers with sacks, with returned money, undeserved, the special blessings of the Lord? Oh, may it be accompanied with much prayer. And then when we consider the crops that have been planted, oh, it is true, there have been trials, a difficulty harvesting the crops. In this day, anxious thoughts concerning what is yet grown. But nevertheless, has the Lord not granted the increase? Maybe, boys and girls, maybe you have helped plant the garden, that you have placed one potato in the ground, that you have helped your parents dig up the potatoes, and that there were maybe 6, 8, 10 potatoes. Oh, then do we not resemble those brothers of Joseph, where their sacks were full, even overflown with returned money, and that for a people that has sinned everything away? Then concerning the outward blessings, it could be multiplied out. But now, congregation, for a moment, let us also consider the sacks concerning our never-dying soul. Have we also received something of the Lord by the work of His Holy Spirit? Or on this Thanksgiving Day, must we confess concerning our spiritual condition that we have a sack and that has only become fuller, maybe close to the brim, that our sack is full of our sins, and that under a wrathful God, that the Lord cannot overlook one sin? Or are there souls in this season that you may believe that the proclamation of God's word, that it has been profitable to your soul, that you have learned to weep, that you have brought, if we may say it so, that sack, full of sin, full of iniquity, that you have brought it oftentimes to the Lord, that you have shed many bitter tears, but that there have been times when you have come with that empty sack as a poor and needy sinner, when you have opened God's word, when you have come up to the courts of the Lord, that you may believe and that you have received blessings from above. Oh, the blessings of love, and the blessings of faith, the blessings of hope, and the blessings of instruction, and that you may hear your way declared, and that you have received, oh, as those brothers, and that you may believe, and that the Lord has heard your prayers, answered prayers, as special providences, and that there have been those special times in the kitchen, in the bedroom, on the farm, in the truck, as with that inn, and that you are given to experience that the Lord is such a good, that he is such a merciful God. But now it is also necessary that we may learn that we can never be saved because of our repentance and of our prayers, that there comes a time, as it were, that we find that everything is back in our sack, that it has not been accepted by the Lord, because the justice of God requires a perfect obedience, a perfect satisfaction. Oh, in the beginning of the time of the first love, and then that child experiences at the throne of grace, when they may come to the end, that the Lord takes it over, that the Lord sheds his love abroad. But now it is necessary, soul, that we learn that that money is returned, because the church shall learn concerning the greater Joseph, that Zephaniah, that it is without money and without price. And then we read, and it came to pass, when we came to the inn, and that we opened our sacks, oh, young and old, may we be given to pause to consider in this day the merciful blessings which the Lord has showered unto us. And behold, every man's money was in the mouth of a sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. Our third thought, restituting brothers, but let us first sing. Of Psalter 169, the three stanzas, thou visitest the earth in love, and send the showers from above, enriching all the land. And what follows, 169, the three stanzas. Joseph's brother's confession concerning their sex. Guilty brothers, astonished brothers, and now in the third place, arrest the student brothers. And then we read of those brothers and other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. Thus that was a riddle and that was an astonishment for those brothers. And may it please the Lord to grant some of that astonishment in this very day. And that for a guilty people, that the Lord has blessed us so richly, and maybe in wonderful ways, and maybe that the Lord has even sent ravens to this family and to that family in need, because the God of Elijah still lives. And then for those brothers they could not tell. And then it is also our calling concerning our sacks that have been blessed, that we consider how we have obtained the blessings in those sacks, whether because it can be that in such a day that our conscience still speaks, that it is true that we have a sack that is overflowing, but that we have not remembered the poor, that we have not given sufficiently concerning the kingdom of God, that we have even filled our sack with business practices that cannot stand the test of God's word, or that we have our sacks filled because we have not filled our income tax form in honestly, and that is concerning the income and the expenses. Then when we consider our sacks, then also a solemn thought that we are only stewards, and that we are only stewards for a time. Are you sometime troubled with that stewardship, and that you have to ask the Lord for wisdom and for understanding? The one can veer too much to one side and another to the left. When we consider the sacks which the Lord has given unto us, what we may use for ourselves and for our family, what we may give to the poor, what we may give concerning the coming of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Oh, stewardship, that is only for a time. And in the great day of judgment, then those sacks shall be opened. And then we shall have to give an account of what we have done with those sacks of corn and with that returned money, where the Lord has blessed us in a special way. Then on such a day, then we are called to consider in the way of stewardship how we spend the goods which the Lord has given unto us. And then in the day we know that there are struggling families. May the Lord give unto you that there may be times what the brothers have experienced in that inn, the special provision of the Lord for you. But when the Lord blesses us greatly, then prosperity is a great danger. I read in 1 Timothy 4:3-4, that at the end of days, that men shall become more lovers of pleasure than lovers of God. Then let us mention one thing, let it be for instruction. were in our denomination, and then you begin to hear more and more that in the winter months, that fathers and mothers take their dear children to southern places, places of vanity and iniquity, places where we do not need to be, even at times that they spend the Lord's Day places where they cannot go up to God's house. Do not misunderstand me, congregation. We may take our children to different places. There are many nice places where we may see something of God's creation. We are not made of iron, but of flesh and blood. And then it can be that it is profitable that for a few days, that as families we may rest, but let us not go to those places where the fear of God is not found, where iniquity abounds. Oh, may we be given to lovingly instruct and point each other to the right way, where we live more and more in a time that sin is sin no more. I have read many years ago in the Netherlands of a minister, the Sabbath day before a holiday, and where he heard that, alas, that some of his people were planning to visit places of iniquity, and he is lovingly warned. And then on Monday morning, early in the morning, as that minister was traveling, and then he met a daughter of the congregation. And then he said, "Friend, where is your journey to today?" And then that daughter was honest. She says, "Minister, I am on my way to the beach." And then that minister said, "Give my greetings to God's people." Then that daughter was shocked, but she says, "Minister, God's people shall not be there." And then the minister says, "My friend, do you then belong there?" And then that daughter, she was given to return to her home. May it be simple instruction for us and our children, where, oh, it is true, poverty can also be a danger, that we become very discouraged, that we are ready to give up, overwhelmed. But in the way of prosperity, let us remember that we are stewards, and of our sacks we shall have to give an account. Now those brothers, they had a deep impression that returned money, that it was not really theirs, but brothers, was it not returned unto you? That is true. But they thought they had a conscience, that money that was returned, it did not belong unto them. And to that end, they have come to Egypt with that money returned. Do I not read in the book of Acts 20, verse 35, that it is better to give than to receive? Our last thought, instructed brothers, maybe when we have read the text, that there were those in your bench and that said, "Ach, Lord, may that now be my portion on this Thanksgiving day. Then I think I would be the happiest and most blessed soul of the whole congregation. Concerning my labors, concerning my blessings, concerning my sin," because those brothers had to be led further. But now for those brothers, when they have come with their empty sacks and that returned money, then what precious, what blessed words. And then we read And he said, peace be to you. That is what the true Zion desires, to experience that peace. Because by their sins, and then a soul experienced so much unrest, and they experienced that separation. But now to hear peace be unto you, we think of the greater Joseph. We find the exact same words which he has spoken to his Zion, to his church, on the evening of the resurrection, when they were gathered together with so many questions and with so many riddles. The true peace, that is through that greater Joseph. In Isaiah 9, verse 6, he is called the Prince of Peace. The angels of Ephrathah, they have sung of that peace with the born child. A peace be unto you. A fear not. In the scriptures, we read about 66 times those two words, fear not. And they are always spoken to a special address with a people that have thousands of fears. Those fears, they can be legion in the way of providence and in the way of grace. Because these brothers had to be led further. The next chapter, not a solved case, but what an encouragement for those brothers to fear not. And then further, your God and the God of your father. What precious words. Sometime it happens in the life. Of a child of God. With their fears. With their perplexities. With their riddles. That the Lord even uses one out of the world to point them to God and to give them a little instruction. That has taken place in Egypt. A peace be unto you. Fear not, your God and the God of your fathers hath given you treasures in your sacks. Thus then those brothers, they were pointed to the fountain. Oh, may that take place in this very day, that we may truly be given to behold, to see our sacks with the money returned, where many blessings have been multiplied greatly, wonderfully, maybe in impossible ways, and that in this very day, that souls may be given to see, to the giver, because I read in James 1 verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness nor shadow of a turning. Thus, not to be given to look at our labors, our wisdom, our strength, but to be given to look at the fountain of all good, hath given you treasures in your sacks, and even more so spiritually, when the Lord begins. And then we receive those treasures, and then we are spoiled for the world congregation. Then we are turned But now it is so necessary and profitable if you ask those souls in the beginning concerning those treasures, then they have so many questions. Oh, they would not want to miss them for 1,000 worlds. They are willing to suffer affliction for them. But now concerning how it is possible for such a guilty soul and to receive such precious treasures in their heart, and then they do not have an answer. But now in the further leadings, oh, soon in Genesis 45, when Joseph has made himself known, then they receive an answer. But giving you treasures in your sack, I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. Thus a special deliverance for those brothers. Oh, in this Thanksgiving day, I would now go from bench to bench and from heart to heart. And I would now ask you, how is it now? Then what a difficulties, what a crosses, what a burdens we could hear concerning provision, maybe between husband and wife. Oh, may you be given to bow together, search the scriptures together, ask the Lord to remember. Oh, what an answers we would receive. How shocked we would be. And maybe from people nicely sitting in church with their families, that we would never expect those crosses and those burdens. But now in our text concerning Simeon, he was brought out. We must close. And what has then taken place? And then those brothers, they were so busy, as they have bought presents to the governor of Joseph. We read in a former verse what they have all brought. And then they have sat there together, waiting for Joseph to appear. And then they were busy with their presents. Who would present them? How they would present them? I hope there have also been exercises in that respect concerning Thanksgiving Day. And then they have dined together. And then even at that dining, they have seen wonderful things. And then they have sat in silence. May it also be given in the midst of the family circles that there may be those that maybe do enough, not have so much to say. Does it still take place in our families? That one in the family is not present. And that they had a desire to go to a secret place and to pour out their soul before the Lord concerning their blessings, concerning their sins. Oh, we also read of a Joseph. He has washed his face after he has wept. But then to dine and to be given to sit in stillness. Oh, may it also be given, fathers and mothers, that you may receive a little freedom. We can be so still also on Thanksgiving. But may it be given that also in our family circles there may be a pointing to the Lord, the fountain of all good. Boys and girls, has the Lord not been good to you? Has provided a home, given an understanding, young people? Or is there a young people as you, middle-aged, in the midst of all the concerns of life? When we compare our sacks to many people, other fathers and mothers upon the world, then the Lord has given us so much. Is it not true for the elderly one? May it please the Lord to grant that humility and brokenness of heart with a desire that the Lord may be glorified. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please Thee that on this very special and set apart day, that we may experience something of what those brothers have experienced, a true, not a solution, but still remarkable things. And, Lord, then by renewal, then we commend unto Thee the mourning ones, those with special infirmities, where there are special empty places, then when Thou granteth it, then in this evening hour, then we hope to speak of such a people, where the psalmist was given to speak of his infirmity, but then he was given to remember Thy works, Lord. Well, Thou grant a good day, special day, come down with Thy Spirit. Well, Thou bring us all together in this evening hour, with a little desire and with prayer, and may it be with a humble heart. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 306, the first three stanzas. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. Praise His name with one accord. Bless ye the Lord, His name adore, from this time forth forevermore. And what follows, 306, the first three stanzas. Thank you. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon you, thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.